Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. In the latest battle over the president's use of an emergency powers law to impose tariffs, a federal appeals court has, for now, allowed them to continue. Olivia Rinaldi reports.
This administrative stay was put on this lower court ruling that struck down Trump's tariff plan. Now, as a result, Trump's tariffs are largely still in place while this stay is happening. The Trump administration had even said they would go as far as to the Supreme Court if this stay was not put on. What this does, though, is allow the Trump administration to continue pursuing those economic deals with countries while the courts are trying to untangle this web about the legality of the tariffs.
President Trump met at the White House today with the Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Natalie Brand has that.
President Trump told Powell that he thinks he's making a mistake by not cutting interest rates. Powell trying to stress in this meeting that the Fed is independent, not supposed to be subject to that kind of political pressure.
The White House says a new ceasefire deal is on the table for Gaza and Israel is on board. Reporter Robert Berger says it will call for a 60-day ceasefire and 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 dead hostages would be released.
In return, Israel will free more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, including 125 serving life sentences for deadly terrorist attacks against Israelis.
Hamas says it's reviewing the offer. Graduation day at Harvard overshadowed by the Trump administration's threat to prevent the university from enrolling international students. A judge has extended a temporary block on that, as Nikki Batiste reports.
This judge basically said, I'm going to put a preliminary injunction in place so not a single Harvard-born student can have his or her visa revoked. She wants this battle between the White House and Harvard University to run the full course of law before any single student could even potentially be removed from this campus.
Asked about the administration's threats to aggressively revoke visas for Chinese students, State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce.
The United States will not tolerate the CCP's exploitation of U.S. universities or theft of U.S. research.
Wendy Gillette reports on new guidelines for hiring federal workers.
The OPM's new criteria include hiring without consideration to race, ethnicity, or gender. The memos also prioritize the recruitment of individuals committed to improving efficiency of the federal government. The office is launching a talent team to assist in recruiting workers.
On Wall Street, investors were tracking the latest developments on the tariffs. The Dow finished 117 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Air Force ended up finding those flares in Lake Michigan. The Coast Guard says all four phosphorus military flares lost in Lake Michigan during a training exercise have now been recovered. They were recently lost off Milwaukee's coast. One device washed ashore in Chicago. A Racine homeowner is warning others after finding her house falsely advertised online as a rent-to-own property. WISN 12 News has the story from Shelley Benning. She says strangers have shown up at her door asking to tour the home, even though she lives there and it's not for rent. Police say because no money changed hands, it's not considered a crime. A Racine County judge has ruled that a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will stand trial. The defense for the 16-year-old yesterday argued for reduced charges, but the judge found probable cause. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The teen is due back in court June 18th. The play on the pitch and the diamond has moved to the playoffs for some Racine County girls. Check out the RacineCountyEye.com today to read all about high school girls soccer and softball and what teams are looking for a state title. Go deeper on local sports at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow, and the public is invited to celebrate. The afternoon anniversary event features tours, guest speakers, and a look back at the library's legacy. And Racine's Haymarket comes back to the downtown today. It'll be there every other week. There are more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A storm or two around this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, and a low in the low 50s. And a chance of pop-up storms for tomorrow afternoon, a high near 70. This weekend, full of sunshine. High temperatures around 60 to 65 and dry. It's 60 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1970.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, 1970. The year when bell bottoms flapped in the wind like denim flags of freedom, and sideburns were so long they needed their own zip codes. We had three TV channels, count them, three. If the president came on, your whole night was shot. Everyone smoked everywhere. Planes, restaurants, hospitals, newborns practically lit up their first Marlboro at birth. On the radio in 1970, we were listening to James Taylor, Fire and Rain. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby. One more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
From 1970, it's James Taylor, Fire and Rain on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1970. That song was about the high and low points of Taylor's life. He was only 20 when he wrote it, but he was battling depression and drug addiction at the time. Ah, 1970, fashion. We were bold. Plaid pants, turtlenecks, psychedelic prints. You didn't match. You clashed with pride. In 1970, we were riveted by the news of Apollo 13.
The flight of the Apollo 13 to the moon is in serious jeopardy this morning and is not going to make a moon landing. As the Apollo 13 was some 205,000 miles from Earth, speeding toward its rendezvous with the moon scheduled for tomorrow night, the fuel cells that supply it with electrical power suddenly failed.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Frida Payne and Band of Gold. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band of gold. All that's left of the dreams I hold is a band of gold. And the memories of what love could be. If you were still here with me, you took me from the shelter of a mother I had never known. Her love.
1970, it's Freda Payne and Band of Gold on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. By the way, the lead guitarist on that song was Ray Parker Jr., who later found success with the theme song from the comedy movie Ghostbusters. 1970, no smartphones, no TikTok, no gluten-free anything. We got our news from the newspaper, our weather from the weatherman, and our gossip from the party line. On the breakfast table for our kids in 1970, it was Fruity Pebbles.
Barney, when I just gotta have something fruity, I gotta have Fruity Pebbles.
Right, Fred. Fruity Pebbles taste fruity-rooty-rific.
Yabba-dabba-fruity-do.
Hey, Fred, what's with Wilma?
Fruity, fruity, fruity. I want something fruity.
He needs a good breakfast featuring Post Fruity Pebbles cereal.
Oh, Fred, just what I needed. Fruity Pebbles taste fruity, rooty-rific.
Yabba-dabba fruity-do.
On the radio in 1970, it was Simon and Garfunkel and Cecilia on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Come home. Making love in the afternoon. Cecilia, you're up in my bedroom. Making love, I wanna be on my face. When I go back to bed, someone's taking my place. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence, baby. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Come on home.
It's Simon and Garfunkel and Cecilia on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. And according to the liner notes to Paul Simon's anthology album, the strange-sounding rhythm to this particular song was Paul and Art slapping their thighs while Paul's brother Eddie thumped a piano bench. In 1970, on TV, we were smitten with the Partridge Family.
The song that we're singing, come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We had a dream we'd go traveling together. We'd spread a little loving and we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
That's going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970. So whether you were marching for peace, grooving to Motown, or just trying to keep your 8-track from eating your favorite song, 1970 was a year to remember.
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Dogs and Cream, where bold hot dog creations and dreamy custard make every bite feel like summer. Whether you're into the classic Chicago dog or something adventurous like mac and cheese dog, a pretzel dog, or a bacon cheese dog, they've got the flavors to satisfy your summer cravings. Delicious. Stock up now. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Oh,
at you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
By 1966, the Righteous Brothers had signed a $1 million deal with MGM Records, and they needed a hit to please their new corporate overlords. Well, they succeeded with You're My Soul and Inspiration on WRJN. Now it's Steeler's Wheel.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Your week, your news delivered. The WRJN weekly newsletter brings you top stories, contests, local business profiles, and marketing insights. It's free and easy. Sign up today at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine woman says her home was listed online as a rental without her knowledge, leading strangers to show up at her door looking to move in. WISN 12 News reports Shelley Benning reported the fake listing to police and Facebook, but authorities said that unless money is stolen, it's not a crime. Experts say scammers are posting fake listings at below market prices to lure victims. The Air Force ended up finding those flares in Lake Michigan. The Coast Guard says all four phosphorus military flares lost in Lake Michigan during a training exercise have now been recovered. They were recently lost off Milwaukee's coast. One device washed ashore in Chicago. The Coast Guard had warned the public the armed flares could emit flames and get really hot if disturbed. Tournament play begins today at Erin Hills. The U.S. Women's Open brings the best in women's golf to Wisconsin for the first time. Those heading to the Washington County course can expect special fan zones, junior activities, and photo ops with the championship trophy. The event runs through Sunday. New and expecting parents in Racine County have a new resource. Check out the Racine County Eye to read all about a new free home visitation program. There's offers of health information, emotional support, and parenting resources, and they can make it easy and come to your home. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A storm or two around this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, and a low in the low 50s. And a chance of pop-up storms for tomorrow afternoon, a high near 70. This weekend, full of sunshine. High temperatures around 60 to 65 and dry. Currently 57 degrees.
Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone. As can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dream. Till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Hits on WRJM.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Diane Carlson is executive director of the Racine Arts Council and always has terrific ideas of things to do regarding the arts community in Racine. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Well, this Friday, Over Our Head Players is back with the final production of their season. They open 39 Steps on Friday, May 30th for a 4-weekend run. They are billing this as a hilarious spy thriller, which are not words that are often used together. They note that it's as if Alfred Hitchcock and Monty Python had a baby. Of course, there is a plot to steal vital British military secrets. And of course, there are mishaps and mistaken identities. And of course, mayhem ensues. But maybe best of all, there are 150 zany characters and only 4 actors. I caught a glimpse of one of the actors after rehearsal last week, and he looked like he had had the funnest workout ever. It is a fast-paced whodunit combined with the magic of theater. So shows are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through June 21st. It does close on a Saturday. Tickets are $21, available through their website at overourheadplayers.org.
Overourheadplayers.org. Now, when you mentioned James Bond and Monty Python, it reminded me of, remember the Mr. Bean actor, Rowan Atkinson?
Oh, it's got a lot of that sense of British humor. You are nailing it.
Yeah, yeah. He was in a kind of James Bond spoof movie called Johnny English back in the early 2000s. And it kind of, when you were talking about that, that's kind of what came to mind.
I'd have to check it out to tell you for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And if we want more information about all the arts activities in Racine community, in the Racine community, where do we go for that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because there's a ton happening right now, and it's all at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. All right. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJM.
I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried.
She's okay. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, she's a lady.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
The Beatles on WRJN. Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can hear the late Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And it's brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The weather's heating up, and so is the flavor at Ferraro's. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, comfort food at its finest. Ferraro's has a fiesta for your table with the taco pizza. It's a hearty refried bean base, seasoned ground beef, and a zesty three cheese blend, topped with fresh lettuce and tomato and drizzles of sour cream and mild taco sauce. It's a fresh, flavorful twist on a fan favorite. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN, Hot Harbor Nights going on right now. I'm Dan Marcus.
And I'm Rich LoCascio.
What's going on down here, Rich? Tell us.
A lot of fun time. The weather is perfect for tonight, man. Tango and Fuego is playing until 9 o'clock tonight. Get on down here. Start your weekend early. Come on.
Did I mention that it's free admission and there are all kinds of food trucks down here?
Free is good. Food is excellent.
And beverages, too. So come on down. Bring a little cash, but just bring yourself, and that's fine. Sit and enjoy the music outside. It's summer. It's after Memorial Day. It's summer.
Take it all in with WRJN.
You know what I mean? Just the two of us. And nobody.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will chat with you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great evening.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Solid.
Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. Don't punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see.
Kenosha.